Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Happy 2013 New Year, or will it be a sad year? I don't know about you today. I know during the Happy New Year's, we stand at a threshold of a new year. Most people generally look at a new year as a fresh beginning, as an opportunity to kind of start over or overcome a habit or do a better job of something they see an important that needs improvement. Yes, this is the new year. It may be parenting, being a better spouse, losing weight, which, by the way, is the number one resolution according to polls taken. Yes, Happy New Year! And maybe developing different priorities, using our time better, or the whole host of things that people would like to share. Happy 2013 New Year, or is it going to be a sad year? Is it going to be a sad year? I don't know about you, but they have taken Jesus out of our schools. They have taken Jesus out of our government. And it seems like every year we fall more and more tyranny. Every year we go deeper, deeper in debt. And every year we lose more and more incrementally of our freedoms. And more of our minds are being taken. Oh, come on, somebody, let's be honest. America has fallen by every year. This year, coming 2013, I don't know if it's going to be a happy new year. It just might well be a sad new year. I know you want to think it's a happy new year. So what you do is you usually hear a lot about the New Year's resolutions, the resolutions which are usually broken in a matter of weeks. Many people are very pessimistic about the whole issue of making resolutions, and rightly so, because so many good intentions are followed by the history of past failures. Happy 2013 New Year. No, will it be a sad year? But the new year is a time to reflect and think about what the past year has brought and what the new year could bring. What the past year has brought and what the new year could bring. Yes, it is a time to stop and analyze, to take stock of our priorities, our values, our morals, our pursuits, and our goals. We need to ask some questions like, who am I? What am I doing with my life? What should I be doing as a human being, as a Christian, with my life and the stewardship God has given me? After all, according to the Word of God, all of life is a stewardship of our time, talents, treasures, and God's truth. Today, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with God has given you? Happy 2013 New Year, or will it be a sad year? In other words, since God's plan and our stewardship revolves around and through the life of His Son, Jesus Christ, we need to each ask ourselves, how well am I responding to the Savior and the spiritual life that He has given me? Happy 2013 New Year, or will it be a sad year? Or will it be a sad year of this coming 2013, there's are really 16 things that possibly could happen to the United States of America in 2013, and I think you know the number one is taxes are going to go up. That doesn't sound happy to me. Even if the fiscal cliff deal is reached, some taxes will still go up next year. This is not good. Oh, but happy 2013 New Year. Or is it a sad year? What about the middle class is about to be scorched by the alternative minimum tax? Of more immediate concerns of the middle class is the alternate minimum tax. Many Americans have never heard of the AMT, but it is truly one of the worst things about our tax code today. But happy New Year. Middle-class family will be paying an extra $3,700 in taxes a year. Will in 2013, if you look back at 2012, will in 2013 the economy, will it eventually continue to get worse despite all the talks in the mainstream media and from our politicians that our economy is getting better? The truth of the matter is the U.S. economy continues to decline in 2012. Well, what's going to happen in 2013? Will the economy continue to get worse? But Happy New Year! Happy New Year! I don't know about you today, but, you know, I hope this new year will be an act of praise and adoration to Jesus Christ and recognize God as the source and the origin of the birth of Christ as the supreme gift of God. If you want to give anybody a great gift this 2013 new year, I hope that you give them the gift of Jesus, which more than anything else manifests God's glory or His divine essence, His holiness, His love, His grace, His sovereignty, faithful wisdom, and power. Yes, Jesus Christ, I pray that will be the brand new year for you. Yes, I hope in 2013 you'll have peace with God. I hope that you will have peace with Jesus Christ. I hope you have peace and harmony and unity with one another. As men experiences Christ Jesus, and one day that you will find the peace and the love of Jesus Christ in your heart. I do pray for that this 2013. Yes, I don't know. There's a lot to say about this New Year's. What can we say? We need to draw near to Jesus Christ. We need to ask Jesus into our life. We need to put Jesus back on our walls. We need to put Jesus back on our heart. And yes, we need to put Jesus back in our marriage. But I also think this new year, happy 2013 new year, or will it be a sad year? I think we need to forgive others and what the Bible says in Mark 11:25-26. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it alone. Let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. If anybody has hurt you this New Year's, I pray that you make a resolution to forgive anybody that has hurt you. Now, whether it's a father, mother, family member, whether it's somebody in your work or your employee, oh, come on, somebody, it's time for forgiveness. And I'm here to tell you, if you forgive, then Jesus Christ will also forgive you. You need to stop making a checklist. A lot of you have just went through a divorce, and it's time to forgive your spouse. It's time to move on in your life. It's time to forgive. A lot of you had bad memories of the past. It's time that you let them go this new year, and it's time that you move on to 2013. It's time for you to forgive yourself. Come on, somebody. It's time for you to move on. It's 2013. Happy 2013 New Year. Or will it be a sad year? I don't know about you today, but I'm a little bit concerned about the United States of America because good-paying jobs will continue to be shipped out of the United States. Thanks to the decades of free trade agreements, workers in the United States will directly compete for jobs with hundreds of millions of workers from the other side of the globe that lives in countries where it's legal to pay slave labor wages. Hey, thank you, China. Hey, thank you, Walmart. Thank you for all you stores, Dollar Generals, the Dollar Tree, for importing all these Chinese products that were made in these Chinese slave shop laborers where they're beating people. And I hope you enjoy these sick Chinese slave shop products, but you know what? Happy New Year 2013. Happy New Year, and I pray that it'll be a better year for you. But I'm going to tell you, in America, this coming year, will it be a bad year? I don't want it to be a bad year, but I'm afraid that it could very well be a bad year in 2013 when small businesses will continue to be destroyed. And at that same time, small businesses all over America are being strangled to death by taxes and regulations. But happy 2013 New Year. Yes, I know in your heart and soul you want to believe that the coming year is going to get better. I know that's in this coming year that you want to believe that this country is going to get better, that the church is going to get better. But my question to you, how can it get better when you've taken Jesus out? How can you get better when you've taken Jesus out of America? How can 2013 be any better because Jesus is no longer here? We don't have Jesus in our church. What we have is a church with no cross, with no Jesus, and we're moving into this one world government global system. Oh my gosh. Oh, but happy 2013 New Year. Happy 2013 New Year. I want to continue to tell you in this 2013 New Year, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful in Colossians 3:15. I pray that you will be at peace. And that you will let the peace of God reign in your heart. Oh, come on, somebody. Isn't it time to forgive others and let the peace of Christ reign in you? Isn't it time to let go of the past? Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize in which God through Christ Jesus is calling us up to heaven. Isn't it time to let go of the past, America? Isn't it time to move on to Jesus? Isn't it time to bring Jesus back in your church? Isn't it time to bring Jesus back in your family? Isn't it time to forgive others in this 2013? Isn't it time to be at peace with others in 2013? I don't know about you, but I'm still a little bit worried when I say happy 2013 New Year, or is it going to be a bad year? Oh my gosh, I know you want to believe that every year that things are going to get better, but I'm here to tell you, I'm not sure. I think America right now, we're in a major decline. There's hunger and poverty will continue to explode to unprecedented level. As the U.S. economy bleeds jobs and loses small businesses, a number of Americans living in poverty will continue to grow in the 2013 New Year. Oh, come on, somebody. I know what you're saying. Oh, everything's going to get better. You're a little bit extreme. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you look real good with your iPads, your iPhones, and you want to go to Evoville. Oh, come on, somebody, and you want to buy toys at your Chinese sweatshop. Walmart products, and you look really good in your clothes that weren't even made in America. Oh, come on, somebody. I know, but this is a problem. Happy 2013 New Year, or will it be a bad year as the number of Americans on food stamps will continue to increase? Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about 2013, but will it be a good year or will it be a bad year? I'm telling you, the 2013 will be a bad year if we don't put Jesus back in our society, if we don't put Jesus back in our government, if we don't put Jesus back in our church, if we don't put Jesus back in our families, in our schools, in our military. The moral decline is because we have taken Jesus out of America. The moral decline is because we have taken Jesus out of our schools. Oh, come on, somebody, but Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy 2013 New Year, and I hope this 2013 New Year will be a time you forgive others, be at peace, and let go of the past. But I also believe that you will need to wait on the Lord, be still and present of the Lord, and wait patiently on Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about the wicked schemes in Psalms 37:7. This new coming year of 2013, I pray that you will seek the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will read the Bible, and that you would wait on the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would forgive others, be at peace with others, let go of your past that's been evil, and wait on the Lord. I pray that you will cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you, because why? I'm a sinner, I got problems. Oh my gosh, I have so many problems right now that I need Jesus, and and I hope you can admit, America, that the only way to turn this nation around is to bring Jesus back in our nation. We need Jesus back in our families. We need Jesus back in our mind. We need to stop being taken by the mainstream television who's literally has warped our minds. Come on, somebody. And I hope today that you will find comfort in God's timing. I hope that you will find comfort in God's timing. Oh, come on, somebody. He had made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Everything is beautiful in His time. Happy New Year, America. Happy New Year. I don't know about you today, but I really hope this New Year's will be a blessing for you. I hope that it will, might not be a blessing on the outside, but I pray that it'll be a blessing on the inside of your soul. I pray that maybe even things might get more difficult for the economy, that you will get more spiritual. Oh, come on, somebody. We need to understand today that without Jesus, there's no way there's going to be a good New Year. We need to understand today that without Jesus, there's not a good New Year. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Oh, I don't know about you, but we definitely need Jesus back in this nation. We need Jesus back in our hearts, and yes, we need Jesus back in our souls this coming New Year. I don't know about you, but at one time, America was a Christian nation. But today, there's very little remembrance of the biblical Christ in the conscience of the majority of the people. The result is a higher and higher suicide rates, especially among teenagers, those in the morning of life. Next on the list are senior citizens, those in the evening of life. Why? The lack of purpose has to do a lot to do with it. Jesus Christ is the very revelation of God and the meaning of knowing God. Christ said in John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Oh, come on, somebody. Without Jesus, there's no hope. As we face this coming New Year with our compasses in hand, let's examine our lives. We have been and where we have going. Come on, somebody. What kind of goals do you have or should you have? Let us chart our course and set some goals based on the value and priorities of the Word of God. Without the Bible, we cannot do nothing. Without the Bible, without the Word of God, without Jesus in our hearts, we cannot do anything. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I don't know about you today, but happy 2013 New Year, or will it be a sad year? I don't know about you, but I've seen the decline of America, and I'm a little bit concerned about this nation. I hope you forgive me, but I love America so much. And I hope that you love America so much. I can't stop telling you how if America goes down, the rest of the world goes down. But I don't know about you, but as the number of Americans are on food stamps, millions of Americans are about to lose their unemployment benefits. Maybe this 2013 year, our infrastructure will continue to rot and decay as the United States once had the most beautiful infrastructure of the entire world. Our highways, bridges, airports, railroads, sewer systems, and the electrical grids were the envy of the entire planet. Well, now we don't even have enough money to repair what we already have. So our infrastructure will continue to rot and decay in 2013. Oh my gosh, Lord, have mercy on this nation. Lord, have mercy on this church. Many of our major cities will continue to be transformed into festering hell holes. Oh my gosh, have you not seen the decay of America? Happy New Year. Happy 2013 New Year. No, I think it's going to be a sad New Year, for a lot of our major cities are already rapidly degenerating. Detroit is one of my favorite examples, but the same kind of things could be said about dozens of other major cities all over the country. The following, yes, we're seeing it in Gary, Indiana, our once most prosperous cities, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Detroit. It's all over, are now being declined. states and local governments will find ways to even squeeze even more money out of us. In case you already haven't noticed, our taxes are going up. And oh my gosh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, there is a social decay that will continue to accelerate all over America. We see in signs of social breakdowns. Happy 2013 New Year, or will this coming year be a sad year? This social decay that we're seeing happen in America, it's happening in our churches, it's happening in our government. Oh my gosh, a woman sleeping on the street bench outside a drugstore was doused with an accelerated and set on fire early Thursday morning at Vaughan North. Let's be honest, we are seeing more and more evil in America. Oh my gosh, witnesses told police that a man poured liquid, possibly a beverage containing alcohol, on a sleeping homeless woman and lit her on fire. Can't you see that this is the gates of hell, and possibly 2013 could be released on America? We need Jesus. This is a warning back in America, and we need Him now. But Happy New Year, 2013. I hope you really enjoy your fireworks. I hope you have a real good time. But I want to tell you today that there is a warning and an urgency. Happy New Year, 2013, or could it be a sad year? We need Jesus back in this nation, and we need Him now. There's a sense of urgency that's going on in America, but Happy New Year. Oh my gosh, what can I say? What can I say? I hope this coming New Year that you would also find the love of Jesus in your heart. As you see more and more evil infiltrating into this nation, I hope that you will never forget where we came from. I hope this new year, maybe we can go back to the years that America was good. I don't know about you, but I don't know if this is going to be a happy new year. This could very well be a sad year. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Oh my gosh, we need the hunger and the interest and of spiritual things. Yes, we need the hunger. We need to search for Jesus Christ. Yes, one of the major problems that we face today is the spiritual indifference. Many in the Church of Jesus Christ are simply religious, like the religious leaders of Christ's time, but it seems they have no real interest in really coming to know the Savior and experience Him. You know, having seen the glorifying Christ, what was the Apostles Paul attitude and goal? He said that I might know Him. Yes, the Apostle Paul seen God and he said, I'd love to know this Jesus more. This was a great obsession of his life to know Jesus. Why? Because he also said, in the power of His resurrection. I don't know about you, even as America in the coming 2013 might get even more evil, I hope that you come to know the power of His resurrection. To know and have intimate fellowship with the Savior is to experience spiritual power, which means true spiritual change. I am praying this 2013 for you that you would have a resolution of true spiritual change. I'm talking a spiritual on fire for Jesus. Don't you think it's time that we have a moral decline in America? And don't you think it's time that we need a spiritual change in this country? Don't you think it's a time that we need Jesus back in America? Yes, when we go to our Bibles, open up your Bible, look into your Bible. Do we go to seek Jesus Christ in order to have fellowship with Him? To hear what He has to say to us? Is this why? Too often we are merely religious externalists. If we are not careful, we can be like the Church of Laodicea, lukewarm, because we are not satisfied with the material blessings or with our religious activities by which we substitute religiosity for personality, knowing and seeing the Savior of the world. I really hope that you want Jesus back. I hope that you want Jesus back in your life. I hope that you want Jesus back in America. Happy New Year 2013, or will it be a bad year? Oh, come on, somebody. I know you look so good. I know you look so pretty. Oh, come on, somebody. But let's be honest. There is a major decline in America. I don't know what else to tell you. Oh my gosh, will the economy continue to get worse? Will good paying jobs continue to be shipped out of the United States? Will small businesses, will they continue to be destroyed? Will hunger and poverty, will it continue to explode in unprecedented levels? Will the number of Americans on food stamps continue to increase? Will millions of Americans, are they about to lose their jobs and unemployment benefits? With all of our infrastructure being destroyed, I want to tell you right now, maybe in 2013, there might be a spiritual regeneration in our hearts. Maybe, even though there's rotten decay all around us, happy 2013 New Year, or will it be a bad year? I want to tell you today that we need Jesus. I want to tell you today that we need Jesus back in our lives. But as the evil continue to infiltrate into this nation, I think a good resolution would be for you to forgive others. I think a good resolution for you would to be at peace. I think the good resolution for you would let go of the past and to wait on the Lord and find comfort in God's timing and to have hope in each and new day. Happy New Year from Fly High Ministries. Happy New Year. Or will it be a sad year? Or will 2013 be a sad year? That's up to you. You have that choice to make it a good year or a bad year. You have that choice to stand up for liberties. You have that choice to stand up for your freedoms. We have the greatest thing. We have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We have Jesus still. And I'm telling you, in this 2013, I hope that you don't forget what you have. You have the greatest nation on earth, and that's America. And I'm telling you, Satan is trying to destroy your freedoms. He's trying to take away Jesus. He's trying to take away the Second Amendment. He's trying to take away the First Amendment. He's trying to take away the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, happy New Year of 2013, or will it be a sad year? I pray for you who's listening that it'll be a blessed year. I'm not saying a financial blessed year. I'm saying a spiritual blessed year. I'm saying that you will find peace in the spiritual blessings of God. Oh, come on, somebody. We got so many people are using God for personal gain. We got so many people that think that God has something to do with financial gain. I don't care if you have financial gain. I want you to have spiritual gain in your life this new year. And I pray that a resolution in the 2013 that you will set to say that I want spiritual gain in my life. I want to forgive others in my life. I want peace in my life. I want to let go of the past in my life. I want to wait on the Lord in my life. I want to find comfort in God's timing of my life. And I want to have hope in every new day. Yes, the Bible says the unfailing love of the Lord never ends. By His mercies, we have been kept from complete destruction. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each day. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in Him. His mercies is afresh each and every new day. God's mercy is going to be fresh on your life each and every new day of this year. Yes, and as you stand up for yourself, as you stand up for Jesus, and if you stand up for what makes this country great, yes, we need America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. And I hope today that you will have a blessed 2013 new year? Or will it be a bad year? Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.